There's no secret formula for scaling support and boosting customer satisfaction. But there is the all-new Service Hub from HubSpot, bringing service and support together in one powerful platform so you can deliver the best experiences possible and free up reps' time with an AI-powered help desk. Also, you can keep customers happy. Secrets out. Service Hub is a game changer. Visit HubSpot.com/service to learn more. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's April 30th. I'm John Weigel here with Sarah Friedman, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. You ever went to the vet for a quick visit and left with your dog and a $5,000 bill that you ended up paying in full? Me too. In reality, the vet industry is filled with private equity firm investments and people looking to cash in on your exorbitant pet health costs. With Americans spending over $38 billion on pet health care in 2023, we're left wondering who's in charge of vet pricing and is there even more money to be made here? We'll get to that in a bit, but first let's run down the hits and headlines today in business and tech. To start us off, Amazon said that almost 60% of Prime orders placed in the first quarter in the top 60 U.S. metro areas arrived the same or next day, which is up from 50% in Q2 of 2023. The speed is thanks to the company's over 5,500,000 square foot same-day delivery sites. Sarah, what do you think about this same-day delivery from Amazon that's been going on?
Yeah, so I don't know if this is a hot take, but it is sometimes too fast for my liking. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. When I order something at 10 a.m. and it is there by noon, I just feel like that's not how online shopping is supposed to be. And I kind of miss the old days when you had to like build a little suspense and wait for your packages. Yep. It's feeling as though someone's waiting outside of my door with the sunscreen that I ordered. And I don't know. I think I want to work for it a little more.
Yeah, I completely agree. I long for the days where I order something, forget about it, and then I get a package and I'm like, oh, a present. And I open it up. So that's the feeling that I'm looking to capture again.
Exactly.
Next, Ford's hands-free driving system, Blue Cruise, is under investigation by federal safety regulators after two crashes led to multiple deaths. Given troubles with products like Waymo's driverless cars and Tesla's FSD technology, car automation isn't doing too well right now. Speaking of Tesla, though, their shares were up over 12% in pre-market trading yesterday after the company passed China's data security requirements. The approval would remove restrictions from the carmaker's full self-driving software. Over to Williams-Sonoma, the parent of brands like Pottery Barn, West Elm, and its own store, faces over $3 million in federal fines for repeated labeling violations. The FTC claims the company has a habit of slapping, quote, made in the USA stickers on items that clearly are imported from China. And finally, Walgreens has TikTok to thank for a viral run on its peelable gummy mango candy. It's repeatedly sold out and the pharmacy has imposed a one per customer limit on online sales. So Sarah, I'm very excited you're here today because we talked about this a while ago on your story about Bon Bon with people going crazy over that on TikTok. So what do you make of this new viral candy trend?
Yeah, candy is becoming my beat, I think, because I also have been watching this blow up on TikTok. I definitely understand it because I think there's the snacktivity aspect happening here because you actually have to peel it. It's something to do while you're watching TV, catching up on your shows. I haven't tried it. This one, I'm going to be honest, it doesn't really speak to me. It's like a gooey center under this plasticky looking wrapper, but I do get why this is taking off. The videos lends really well to TikTok.
It also must be the first time that Walgreens' own quote nice brand is seeing a heck of a lot of sales. Like the amount of times I've gone in there to buy like nice water for maybe like $3 per 24 pack, but happy for Walgreens. It seems like they're doing really well with this.
Yeah, I think this was a happy accident for sure.
All right, on to our main story today. Our main story is all about that recent vet trip you took. You know, the one that cost you a fortune and led you to start thinking, how can they justify charging this much for a checkup and a few routine shots? I'm projecting here a little, but Sarah, do we know why the costs have been so high at vets across the country?
Yeah, there are a few things at play here, both from the financial sector and also from pet owners. So private equity firms invested $51.6 billion into the vet sector between 2017 and 2023, in addition to $9.3 billion in the first 4 months of 2024. So there's tons of money flowing into the space. Mm-hmm. And the veterinary industry was deemed low risk, high reward. So I think investors have their eyes peeled. They're watching the space, looking for opportunities here. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, we have people who really love their pets. We all know the stat that people think of their pets as family members more than ever.
Sure.
We're not treating dogs like we used to 50 years ago, like we're tucking them into bed and treating them like our children. So one study found that 78% of pet owners would consider going into debt for their pet,
yep,
especially for medical emergencies. So there's also kind of this willingness coming from the consumer side of things to spend a lot of money.
Yeah. And, you know, those two things are kind of a wild concoction, because if most people would go into debt for their pet and they're willingly saying that they would go into debt for their pet, and you have these private equity firms just pumping money into the veterinary business, has that led to any problems as you see it in terms of smaller vets? Of course, we've seen like the larger vet situations like PetSmart and whatnot kind of across the US grow. But what about the smaller clinics?
Yeah, I think they're in trouble. People are already calling this big vet, the same way we have big pharma for human healthcare. It's kind of the same thing happening. So these larger firms are buying up private practices and little vet clinics. So an estimated 25% to 30% of vet clinics in the US are owned by these large corporations. Mm. And that's up from 8% in 2011. And 3 out of 4 specialty clinics. Wow. So this is happening really quickly. And these are companies that we're familiar with. So speaking of candy, Mars, strangely, is the largest owner of standalone vet clinics in the US. They have 2,000 different clinics across the country under various brand names, which is, I thought, very unexpected.
Yeah.
And there's another company called JAB Holding Company, which has really familiar, seemingly unrelated brands like Panera and Espresso House, and they operate 1,000 National Veterinary Associates hospitals and multiple pet insurance lines. So this is becoming more common for massive corporations that are, you know, involved in completely unrelated industries to now be snatching up these smaller vet practices. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately that drives up prices for pet owners.
Wow. And it kind of doesn't surprise me that other companies and corporations are getting into this rather than private equity firms. But what does surprise me are the corporations that you listed being Mars and JAB Holding that own, like, you know, chocolate and Panera. So pretty crazy that those companies too, I guess that low risk, high reward mentality really permeates to all of these companies, which is super interesting that they're able to kind of take a chunk of this veterinary business because it does make a lot of money.
Yeah, I think people are willing to diversify their portfolios. And even if they're usually shelling out candy and coffee, like the numbers here are really tempting. Mm-hmm. One stat is Americans spent $38 billion on healthcare and related services for their animals in 2023. And that was up from $29 billion in 2019. So, you know, where there are figures like that, there are going to be corporations trying to get in on the business, I think, regardless of whether or not it's something they've done before.
Mm. And we've talked on the podcast in the past few weeks about the rise in pet ownership since like the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, where Americans who are just not having kids or, you know, not buying homes, but purchasing pets. So it makes sense that the growth of this industry is kind of only at its cusp, I feel like, right now.
Yeah, I think there were so many trends happening in a row. Like first, when the pandemic hit, we were talking about, you know, all the shelters had cleared out and people were working from home, so they were able to have their pets. And then, as you said, families are changing, society is changing. And I think ultimately, people just love their pets more.
Yeah.
As I said, I think they're part of the family. And as pet ownership becomes more common, people are approaching this like they would healthcare for human family members. Yeah. And taking it really seriously. And I think, unfortunately, Big Vet sees that and they're capitalizing on our love for our animals and our commitment there.
Yeah. And as with any industry, it seems like there's a big potential for monopolizing in this industry. Has there been any entity checking that or doing some antitrust work within the vet business?
Yeah, I mean, definitely kind of the immediate concern once you see this pattern happening in any industry. So the FTC did say that JAB needs to get approval before buying any other emergency clinics that are within 25 miles of the ones that they already own in California and Texas over the next decade. So hopefully, you know, that will kind of stop them in their tracks. They can't go ahead and acquire every single small vet practice in those areas. Mm-hmm. And in the UK as well, government is working on an inquiry into high vet prices. They're actually even worse over there, if you can believe it.
Wow.
So this is definitely something that regulators are watching, because as with any industry, it's ripe for a monopoly, and that would be a big problem for consumers.
Mm. And I'm definitely sure that some of these companies, or most of these companies, have also their hands in pet insurance as well, because that's also another rapidly growing field of things to spend your money on as a pet owner, which I am. So, I mean, they'll get you eventually, it sounds like. On the vet bills or the insurance, you're going to be paying a lot.
Yeah, JAB Holdings, they do have multiple pet insurance lines. And again, because all of these businesses are under different names, you have to do a little snooping around to figure out who's ultimately cashing the checks. But yes, as you said, they definitely would not be missing out on the insurance money, which, as we know, is incredibly lucrative.
Yeah. So maybe in the meantime, to all the pet owners out there, you know, just be careful. Don't feed them anything weird.
Yeah. No chocolate. Put it on a high shelf. Stay vigilant.
Stay vigilant. All right, and that'll do it for us today. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, everybody, I got a great podcast to tell you about. It's called Truth, Lies, and Work, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this show, you can join husband and wife team Al and Leanne Elliott as they dispel myths, impart wisdom, and answer all your questions about finding, keeping, and motivating great people. They actually just did an episode with John Smith, who is the manager and agent of famous Argentinian soccer player Diego Maradona. He talks about in this episode how he was able to manage the global superstar, athlete, celebrity that Maradona is and was. It's a great listen. You better get out there and check it out. And you can listen to Truth, Lies, and Work wherever you get your podcasts.